Okay. So it's interesting. So for the guys who I think I did this both in the yeshiva and the seminary, I did this sugya years ago of the Shnei Tashilin. I used to use it as a great Migdal parents on learning because it's like one of those topics where there's a certain amount of like misunderstanding and lack of clarity, and people get focused on the egg and roasting, etc. And I found it to be a very intriguing sugya, primarily because it touched on how a zecher lemikdash works, okay, like a zecher lechorban. But what's interesting is that this year, because it's Pesach that falls out of Motzei Shabbos, there's a question that Rishonim take up, which is, well, how many tafshilin should you have, right? So let me just frame the question, like what's the basis for the question? So we know that the Shnei Tafshilin are brought, one Zecher LePesach and one Zecher LeChagiga, right? One's in remembrance of the Korban Pesach, and one's in remembrance of the Korban Chagiga. Now, the thing is that this year, right, the Korban Chagiga is not brought on Shabbos, right? Only the Korban Pesach is Docheh Shabbos, meaning the Korban Pesach pushes off Shabbos and creates, the guys who are in my shir know about the sugya, the Korban Pesach creates an opening, like a tear, so to speak, in the Shabbos fabric that allows for the korban to take place, because really shechita is on certain Shabbos, but not the chagiga. So normally, we'll get to a little nuance of that later. But normally, on a year like this year, you're not going to have the korban chagiga. So of course, the question comes up: when you bring the shnei tafshilin, right? Do you only bring one tafshil, meaning just the one that represents the Pesach, or do you bring both? Now, initially, I would think that's like a very not in a bad way, but like an achronic type of question. But it turns out it's not. It's a question that Tosos and the Rush, so to speak, battle on. And the fact that it's Machlokas Rishonim, to me, made it very, very intriguing. So that's what I want to focus on. I want to focus on the different answers provided by Tosos and the Rush. And they're not really talking to each other. They're not addressing each other within their shitas, but you see that they're going back and forth. And just to see if we can offer some svaras in their positions. Along with, I mean, there's a one Rosh Batza burn at the end, but that's not necessary. All right, so just a little background. I'm not going to go through the whole shiur on why we have Shnei Tafshilin, but it is important to have a little bit of background before we get into Tosos, right? So the Mishnah says, "Hey, view the fun of," right? So you bring beforehand, da da da, matzah, chazeres, charoses, and then the Shnei Tafshilin. We know that the Shnei Tafshilin are brought, and when we say you bring the Shnei Tafshilin, the Gemara says, "My Shnei Tafshilin." So Rav Huna famously says it's like beets and rice, right? Which is the famous like knock against kitnias, because you see that he would bring rice to the Seder plate, the Kara. And Rav Yosef says, there's four she does, but I'm going to bring the main one. Rav Yosef says, Sarach shnei minei basar, you need two types of meat, echad zecher lePesach, v'echad zecher lechagiga. So you need one that's the remember the Pesach and one to remember the Chagiga. And the basic idea is that, 1 second, someone has a question. Yes, I am. The basic idea is that, or in other words, the fact you could have rice and beans, right? How is that possible if Rav Yosef says you need these two kinds of meat? So the idea was that we can't duplicate the korbanos today. There's a prohibition to actually, for instance, shecht an animal to shame korban. You can't do that today. That'd be prohibited. What Chazal wanted to do was they wanted to introduce into the Seder like two additional foods, right? And it's the superimposed or the I'd say like a foreign placement of these two tashilin, which don't naturally belong to the Seder itself. That's what would cause remembrance of the Pesach and the Chagiga. Rav Yosef goes as far as to say that if you're going to do that, the best thing to do would be to use those things which really capture some quality of the korbanos. So what are those things? So basar, meaning he took a quality that a character. So of course it's essential, but a character of the korban Pesach and korban Chagiga said, go ahead and use these two things. Okay, so we're gonna build off. It doesn't matter. We don't have to get back into the particulars about beets and rice. The main point is that Rav Yosef says we use two types of meat, and it's clear the reason why is that one type of meat will remind you of the korban Pesach. The other time, meat reminds you of the Korban Chagiga. Okay. That being the case, now let's go into the sugya. Now, just to get the Rambam out of the way, the Rambam doesn't seem to differentiate between Pesach that falls out of Motzei Shabbos and not. He says in source number three, "Uvizman hazeh mevina al shulchan shnei minei basar," Doesn't make any mention of a difference by Pesach that falls out on Motzei Shabbos. Okay, so we can just, you know, for those people who need to hear what the Rambam has to say, I'm hoping I'm satisfying that emotion in the sense that it doesn't really add anything to it. So let's get to Tosfos. Okay, and this is where we have to start defining. So Tosfos says as follows. Tosfos says in number four. Now, completely transparent, I'm not following the order of the Tosfos. I'm presenting Tosfos in the order of, not bringing a second Tavshil and then bringing the second Tavshil. Okay. So Tosfos says, Echa zecha lePesach veecha lechagiga. He says, Kishachal yudal yos b'Shabbos, ain't sarach rak bishal echad. So when Pesach falls on a Motzei Shabbos, you only need one cooked thing. The chagigas yedalit in a dochas Shabbos because the korban chagiga does not push off Shabbos. That seems pretty clear. Now Tosos doesn't give us a reason yet, right? In other words, Tosos isn't saying like it's not a powerful enough argument as to why you wouldn't need to bring the chagiga. And I'll show you why in a second why that's the case. So we'll go to number five, then number six, and then we'll define that first machlokas. The Rush comes along and says as follows. He says, "Benira kishachal Pesach lios be'echa v'Shabbos." So he says, when Pesach comes out of Motzei Shabbos, "Shelo yavikim tavshel echad." You should only bring one tavshel. The ein chagiga b'ayim a Pesach, right? The ein adochas Shabbos, right? The loch siv b'avim moado, right? The im yaviena be'er Shabbos tifsal b'lina Motzei Shabbos. Okay, Helkach. Now listen to this. Lo yavi tavshel sheni lechagiga. So now he's going to give a reason why. Why don't you bring that tavshel sheni, right, for the chagiga? Mishum mehera yibana beis hamikdash. Okay, because our hope is the temple will be built tomorrow. Excuse me, immediately. V'yomer, right? And what are we going to say? Ishtaked milo aviendo zecha chagiga. Afa pishachalios arbaas arba shabbos. Hashtanami novi chagiga b'shabbos. So what's going to happen? If, I kid you not, if we go ahead and bring the second piece of meat, right? Again, in other words, we're supposed to bring Shnei Tavshilin normally. But on this year, when Pesach falls out of Motzei Shabbos, right? What would happen if we brought two pieces of meat instead of one? Well, then, if the Mashiach comes tomorrow, we're going to say, oh my God, we thought all along that since we're bringing the Zecher LeChagiga meat and Zecher LePesach meat on this Pesach, next time there's a Pesach that falls out on Motzei Shabbos, but it's the base of Mikdash has been rebuilt, we're going to think that you bring the Chagiga on Shabbos. Okay, so because of that potential outcome, okay, that's why, according to the Rush, we would not bring that second piece of meat. Okay, so one more time. The Rush is saying, why don't you bring the second piece of meat on Pesach that falls on Motzei Shabbos? Because what's going to happen is, if you did bring it, and let's say you brought it this year, and let's say the base of Mikdash is built, whatever, next time Pesach falls on Motzei Shabbos, you're going to come to the erroneous conclusion that on Pesach that falls out on Motzei Shabbos, you're supposed to bring the Korban Chagiga. Because if last time this happened, I had two Tavshilin, one Zeichel Chagiga, one Zeichel Pesach, of course, next time this happens, I should bring the Chagiga on Shabbos. And that would be a big problem. Okay? So Tosfos at number six responds, so to speak, to the Rush by saying, the ancient Chashash im ana osim, right? Afal gav delotzarach. So Tosfos says, you don't have to worry about what the Rush is worried about. The leka lemecha shema yibana beis hamikdash v'yomer ishtaked asinu zeich hagiga b'shabbos, right? V'hashta nami nakri b'shabbos. So he says, we're not going to be concerned. There's no reason to really be concerned that the beis hamikdash will be rebuilt and then people will come to the erroneous conclusion that you bring a korban chagiga on Shabbos that falls on Pesach that falls out on Motzei Shabbos, because he's going to say, he says, "Hashanami nakri b'shabbos to hakrava misora lizrizin ukish yibane moshev ukish yibne moshev aron yeimano," right? Vileka lemitay, right? So he says, what's going to happen is in the times of Mashiach, well, guess what? We're going to be led by such important people like Moshe and Aaron. And you can trust that Moshe and Aaron will not let the Jewish people make the mistake of thinking that you can bring a korban chagiga on Shabbos. They're gonna make sure that mistake's not made, right? Because therefore he says, "Achabal lahaniach milaso shnei tavshilin in masir nosa." Okay, but if someone comes to go ahead and doesn't want to go ahead and bring the shnei tavshilin, that's okay. So Tosos is basically saying that he rejects the Rush's reason. Whereas the Rush is saying, again, in this version of Tosos versus the Rush, they both agree you don't bring the Korban Chagiga, the Zecher Korban Chagiga. You only bring one tafshil, not two. But Tosos says the reason why is the Chagiga is not Docha Shabbos, right? And he says, but I'm not worried about a distortion taking place because Moshe and Aaron, will be there to make sure that doesn't take place. But you still shouldn't bring that second piece of meat. Whereas the Rush says, he goes a little further. He says, no, don't bring the second piece of meat because if you do, then if the base of Mikdash is rebuilt or when it's rebuilt, what's going to happen? People go ahead and make a serious error. They're going to make a critical error in thinking that a Korban Chagiga would be brought on Shabbos that precedes Pesach. So I ask you, okay, what is the machlokas? How do we define the machlokas between Tosos and the Rush? Okay, they both agree you only bring one tafshil that they agree on. The question is that Tosos is dodgy. He just says it's because in a Dokas of Shabbos. The Rush says no. He says that I'm concerned that people will make this mistake if the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. And then Tosos kind of poo-poos the Rush's concern. So what has to be defined here is what's the machlokas between Tosos and the Rush? And what's Tosos' comeback to the Rush? Like, why doesn't he buy the Rush's concern? So I think what Abigail is hitting on, though, what makes this whole area fascinating to me is that this really gets into the tremendous challenge that Chazal face in trying to come up with these Zecher Lechorban ideas, okay? It's a very, very challenging thing, okay? What makes it so challenging? So let's use what Abigail was saying. And if you recall when I gave Shira years ago on the Sugi of Sphira, right? So Sphira also takes up this issue of what exactly is being accomplished by the Zecher. Is the Zecher an actual attempt at like recreating, right? Is it recreating the phenomenon? Or is it simply like, is it a duplication, right? What's an example of a duplication of a phenomenon? What's a good Zecher? We're going to bring this up again and again. What's a great example of a
Lulav.
Zecher?
What was Lulav?
Lulav, right? Lulav is an excellent example. People think, right? I mean, it's to the point where people think that there's an actual mitzvah lulav that exists on every day of Sukkot. And that's incorrect, right? The mitzvah lulav is only in the first day. You pick up a lulav the other days, not because there's an independent mitzvah lulav, but it's there to what it called go ahead and zecher l'chorban. But by lulav, you can duplicate the phenomenon. Now, what can't you, obviously, when it comes to korban, what can't you do? You can't actually have a duplication. Because what would a duplication require?
Bringing carbon.
So we can't do that, right? So we're stuck. All right. So you can sense why or the tension, right, that Chazal are facing here with this issue, because they want to create some mechanism to ensure that there is a Zeich of the Korban, but at the same time, they can't actually do a duplication. That would be impossible. The very institution itself doesn't lend itself to duplication. So if that's the case, so now let's take that and take the next step. So what's Tosfos saying, right? Let's just take the simple shot. Tosfos says the chagiga is yadalat in a dochas of Shabbos, right? That the korban chagiga is not dochas of Shabbos. So why would you not bring the second piece of meat according to Tosfos? At a basic level, right? So Tosfos is saying don't bring the second tafshil. Why? As if you hold the attempt of Zecher is a recreation, so why don't you bring the Chagiga? It's not a trick question.
You can't duplicate something that doesn't happen.
Okay, so there's no mechanism. Tosos is very, this is a simple shot. Tosos is saying is that there's just no mechanism that allows for a replication, right, of that which doesn't exist. I mean, if you're really trying to, if the Zecher really is about, so to speak, like historically or trying to convey a certain a reality of what was done in those days. So then do that. And what was done in those days on this type of Pesach was no Chagiga would be there, okay? So that's simple. So let's understand what's bothering the Rush, okay? Because when we get to Tosos in response to the Rush, we can dig deeper into Tosos. What's bothering the Rush? The Rush is funny. He's like, they're going to make this mistake, right? So it's easy to laugh at this, right? I mean, I see some guys were like chuckling, you know? So how do we halachify the Rush's concern? What's the Rush's concern here? How do we understand this idea of saying well, if the people don't go ahead if we do this 1 year, so people are going to think this is how that korban chagiga is brought on Shabbos. What's really bothering them?
Are you going to say,
if you've ever seen a sugya in Rosh Hashanah on the issue of 2 days Rosh Hashanah, this same issue comes up, which is that, well, if they did it this way 1 year, they're going to think that's the end of the base of Mikdash is rebuilt. They're going to think that that's going to be all the time. This concept of happening 1 year and making the mistake all the time occurs again and again. So what's really bothering the rush here? Whereas, let's take Ellie, let's take what you're saying. Forget the first thing you said. Let's take the second thing. That Chazal are trying to go ahead and set up an institution of Zecher the Chorba, Zecher the Mikdash, right? So in doing so, what's the rush's concern? What's the rush's concern? Because if the objective is to set up a Zecher the Mikdash, so why is this a problem? What's the objective of the Zecher? Right. The objective of the Zecher is to remember, right, how things were done in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, you're looking back at the institution of Korban and Mikdash and remembering how this was done. We don't want to ever forget the institution of Mikdash, right? But what's the problem? The Rush is saying, but the problem, see, if your objective in Zecher is to do that, wouldn't it be very problematic if a distortion would emerge in the very Zecher itself? Forget the specific distortion. What the Rush is pointing at is he's saying that you can't have a Zecher that works in a way where the very fulfilling of the Zecher produces some erroneous conclusion about the very thing it's trying to be Zecher of. That would be crazy. It needs to fit in. It needs to mimic what that institution is.
It sounds
the Rush is saying that if we go ahead and you bring a second Tavshil, what's going to happen? So a person's going to look at the institution of Mikdash and he's going to come to an erroneous conclusion. And that's a pigam in the very objective of what Zecher is all about. The Rush is saying that's why you wouldn't bring a second Tavshil, okay? But Tosfos' response to that, in my opinion, is a very good response. Tosfos is saying that, no, you're not worried about the distortion, right? Tosfos is factually saying, I'm not worried about what you're worried about. So what's the machlokas between them? What's the machlokas between them? So machlokas, I think, would be like this. They both agree, right? Everyone agrees that if a Zecher produced a distortion in the halachic system that it is trying to remember, that would be problematic. But the question is, the machlokas is like this. I think the Rush agrees with Tosfos' assertion that, whatever, somehow the motion iron will be there to make sure the mistake's not made. The question is a very simple question. Do we say that since the person will come to an abstract recognition of this mistake, meaning the person, even Tosfos acknowledges, the person will think that the Korban Chagiga could be brought on Shabbos, even though there'll never be an actualization of that thought. That's the machlokas Rush and Tosfos. The Rush is saying that the very fact that it exists in the person's mind, that's a distortion. You should never relate to the halachic system in an incorrect way. Whereas Tosfos is responding by saying, you're right, that's a problem, but ultimately we look at it in a pragmatic way. Will that distortion ever emerge in the halachic system? The answer is no, because Moshe and Aaron will be there to ensure that never takes place. Okay, so that's what I think the machlokas Tosfos and the Rush is. Okay, but... Okay. Actually, 1 second before I go on. 1 second.
Well, that's not the Rush. The problem is
what?
The Rush isn't saying now you'll have a problem because you're going to mess up on your view of the halach system. He says the problem is that when Mashiach comes, you're going to factually mess up.
I know, but that's
why Mashiach comes tomorrow?
No, because that's a distortion, though. Because that means you're not. If there's any potential that exists that this minog, this takana, will result in a distortion. I don't care if it happens in a million years. The point is that the very fact that the Zecher could result in a distortion is a pigam in the very objective of the Zecher itself. It has to be a perfect idea. And if it could lead to this distortion, right, then we have to, we have to ensure that doesn't happen. So you can save the minog, you can bring one Tavshil, you still have the Zecher, and retain the idea of Zecher properly, rather than bring two, which risks the possibility of a distortion.
Well, I'm fine with the idea, but that's just not what the Rush says. He said there's a chashash for Mashiach comes. There should be a chashash right now.
It is a chashash right now.
That's not what he says.
But if I brought a second Tavshil, right, what happens if the Mashiach comes tomorrow?
I might mess up.
Right. Because you're looking, I think where we're disagreeing is that you're looking at it as two separate time periods. What I'm saying is that it's one time period. Our way of looking at it should always be one. We should always relate to it as a constant, as if, so to speak, Mashiach's coming tomorrow. Meaning that we always are prepared. We always should be prepared to be able to reinstitute the system of Korbanos properly. It's a constant reality. So it's not even most of Mashiach's problem. It's that, of course, it won't be actualized until then. But the fact is, since that potential could emerge, that means there's a distortion in the Zecher itself. And the Rush can't tolerate such an idea. Whereas Tosfos is saying, a distortion is only distortion if there's facts on the ground. As long as this thing remains in the person's mind, it's true, it's not great, but you can't say it's a distortion. The distortion is only if it can actually translate to some type of reality. And that won't happen. But the point is, it is a problem now. Because the problem now is, when we're looking at the institution of Mikdash, we should have a certain view of it. It should be viewed in a halachically appropriate way. Even if Mashiach's not here, the point is that should always be our view. Now look at the next point of Tosfos, okay? Because now Tosfos diverges, and we'll get to the point you made before, Ellie, the first thing you said, which we'll get to in a second. Now comes the position to say, no, you bring both Tavshilim, okay? Now look at Tosfos here in number 7. Tosfos offers two reasons, okay? He says, Umir Omari, Demikol Mokom Ein Lechale. Okay, so Tosfos says you shouldn't go ahead and differentiate, meaning even this year, you should bring two tafshilim, right? Didami l'chova im hainu manichim la'asos shnei tafshilim. Because if we tell the person to not bring the second tafshil, then the Jew will think that this is an obligation. And we don't want them to think it's an obligation to go ahead and bring the shnei tafshilim. That's answer number one. Answer number two is, we're also concerned that what's going to happen if I only bring one tafshil this year, what am I going to do next year?
Bring any one tafshil.
Bring only one tafshil. Very interesting. I mean, it's so subtle, but there it's clear to me that there are two answers that Tosfos is offering. What are these two answers? How do we understand these two answers? What would you say? So again, he's saying the first answer is, you should bring the second tafshil, right? Because we don't want people to look at this as a chova, okay? And then the second answer he gives is that we don't want people, what's going to happen? People are going to mess up their future psachim, meaning every Pesach, they're going to think you only bring one tafshil. So what's the problem here?
Well, I think the first answer, at least,
what I would say is like this. The first answer, I think what he's saying is that, you see, and this is kind of against what Ellie was saying before. You see, what would you think? So let's go back to lulav, okay? So people, when they think you have to pick up a lulav on, let's say, the third day of Sukkot, so they think that the institution of lulav, like what did Chazal do? They took the institution, the right institution of lulav, and they kind of created a Rabbanan extension from it, okay? But that's not what happened. Rather, it's not something that came from lulav. It came from what's called the umbrella of Zecher LeMikdash, okay? And over here also, that what's Tosfos is saying is that we don't want people to think that the reason why we do that, that what's the mechanism of Zecher LePesach and Zecher LeChagiga, that it's really that it comes from the institution of Korban itself. That the Korban Pesach and Korban Chagiga, the Chazal came along and said they demand a Zecher today. That's not the issue. Because if that were the case, then you would think there would be a Chiyuv to bring the Shnei Tavshilin. It's not a Chiyuv to bring the Shnei Tavshilin. In other words, if I thought it really was built off the institution of Korban Pesach, Korban Chagiga, what would I think is happening today? I would say that today I have a Chiyuv Durabanan of Pesach and Chagiga. That's not what happened. Rather, there's this umbrella institution called Zecher LeMikdash. And the vehicle for them to bring about Zecher LeMikdash on Pesach night, one example, is the Pesach, is the Shnei Tavshilin. And they represent the idea of the Korban Pesach and Korban Chagiga, but ultimately that's not what they are. So Tosfos, I think, is saying in the first answer that vis-a-vis this specific Zecher LeMikdash, a person has to understand that it's not the institutions of Pesach and Chagiga that are producing the need of the Shnei Tavshilin. Rather, it's coming from this institution of Zecher LeMikdash, which is not a Chiyuv. It's not a Chiyuv. A chiyuv can only emerge from within the institutions of Pesach and Chagiga itself. Whereas the second answer is a more of a classic generic Zecher idea, which is that when it comes to Zecher ideas, it's interesting. It's funny because, again, it shows you the limitation of how these things work. Because Chazal recognized that this is not a normative chiyuv. It's something where it's almost, again, I'm going to say this carefully, it's like a nihug. In other words, your yotzei, your seder, if you don't bring your shnei tafshilin, right? It's no chiyuv daraisa, right? It's something you do as a Zecher. They're recognizing that there's a limitation that Zecher has. And the limitation is that it's based on people's nihug. And the fact is that if someone see, you know how it is, if someone sees a change, an inconsistency, what do? They latch onto the inconsistency. That would be a pagam in the generic performance of Zecher. So I think what Tosis is saying is that in the first answer, he's saying there's something specific about this Zecher HaMikdash. And the second answer he's saying is a generic idea in these Zechers, which is that consistency is very important. And it's not specific to Pesach. It could be in any other situation where this idea of changes would take place. We know that people, once they see a change in one way, they're going to be set in that way, and then they're going to ruin the overall objective of the Zecher. So my point is that I think that Tosos two answers, one is specific Zecher HaMikdash related to this phenomenon versus generic Zecher HaMikdash. People, we have to follow the neog of a person, and people in general, they need consistency. And if they see a difference in 1 year, I'm not going to get into if we took a poll if that would be true, but if they see a difference in 1 year, it would lead to an incorrect performance of this practice.
But
I think both answers are highlighting two aspects of Zecher. That's my point. One is highlighting the specific Zecher for this phenomenon, and the second one's highlighting a generic problem in not just Zecher, in Minhagim in general. When it comes to Nihugim, how inconsistency can produce very, very bad results. Okay? Now looking at source number 8.
Can I make a comment, please? I think there are...
Okay. That comes a little bit of a different position, and then the last position is way off. Not in a bad way. I'm saying it's way different. So the Rush now comes back, and he quotes this dude, right, who gives a very interesting opinion. He wants to say that why would you bring Shnei Tafshilin? He says, what you should know, now this is one way of reading the Mishnah, just to be cards on the table, not everyone agrees with his reading of the Mishnah, but the Mishnah says you don't bring the Chagig on Shabbos. So he says, when Pesach falls out, right, on Motzei Shabbos, so on Shabbos, mevi'ina Chagiga, Merav Shabbos. So you bring the Chagig on Friday. Ve'ena nifselas belina Motzei Shabbos. Now, as we know, there's a certain amount of time that a korban is permitted to be eaten. And there's an idea of 2 days, of 2 nights, 1 day. So what he's basically saying is that the Chagiga, you could bring the second piece of meat because the Chagiga would not be pusul on Motzei Shabbos, right? So if it's not pusul, it's true that I wouldn't bring the Chagiga on Shabbos, but it doesn't mean the Chagiga was usur, right? The Chagiga was brought on Friday. And therefore at my meal on Pesach night, I would have the Chagiga on the Pesach, okay? Clever. Not everyone agrees with that, by the way. But what's his idea? Right? What's his concept?
He doesn't have either of the issues, right?
Right. It's funny. He like ignores like the issues that Tosos brings up, right? He's saying, I don't know what you're bothered by. I mean, that's what he's basically saying. He's saying, I don't know what you're bothered by. What are you bothered by? The fact is the Chagiga, right, was born on Friday, right? So it's not usher. It's true we didn't bring it on Shabbos, but I could have the Chagiga Motzei Shabbos. So why can't I bring the second Tafshil then? What's he saying?
Isn't his just idea just...
Tosfos says the Chagiga is not Doche Shabbos. That's why you wouldn't bring it on Motzei Shabbos. But that's not quite the same thing that the Rush here is saying. Tosfos is saying that, what's the problem? The problem is that the Chagiga is not Doche Shabbos. Okay. So the Rush has a clever maneuver around that. Yeah, it's true. He agrees it's not Doche Shabbos. It's not Doche Shabbos. But you can bring it on Friday. Right? You can bring it on Friday. So what's the problem? What's bothering Tosfos, right? Tosfos is troubled by the idea that if we're trying to replicate the korbanos, so then how could you bring the second tafshil on when the chagiga is not brought on Shabbos, right? Can't do that. So, what's the Rush's response to that? And Tosfos seems very reasonable. Or going with my way of learning it, okay, that Tosas would agree, right? Tosas would agree that I could bring the Korban Chagiga Friday, right? I could do that on Friday, right? At the end of the day, the question is okay, so, but, and that it wouldn't be Docha Shabbos. I could bring it on Friday, but I still would not bring that second Tavshil. Why not?
Wait, why are you gonna push it off until the last possible moment to eat the Chagiga?
So let me ask you a question. What Tosas says is not Docha, right? So what's missing insofar as the Korban Chagiga is concerned? If I ask you what defines the Korban Chagiga as the Korban Chagiga, I think Tosas is thinking in a very halachic way. The Rush is saying, at the end of the day, there's what do I have in front of me on Moshe Shabbos? Right? I had the chefs of a Korban Chagiga. Right? Just like in the times of Beis HaMikdash, I had the chefs of Korban Chagiga in front of me. Right? You can say the same thing. And so since that exists, so why not bring a second Tavshil now? You can't deny the fact that even Tosos would agree, in my opinion, that the chefs of the Korban Chagiga could exist. So what's bothering Tosos about that? What would you say? What's bothering Tosos? Question, it would seem to be that, or that's the, it seems to be that's the question. Tosos is saying that if the Chagiga is not, there's, when would you shech the Korban Chagiga normally?
Erev Pesach.
With the Korban Pesach, right? The Korban Pesach and Korban Chagiga were done, not didn't have to be literally done together, but the point is those two, the two Maisa Shchitas are tied to each other. The two Maisa HaKrabas are tied to each other. What Tosos is saying is that when you break the Chagiga away from the Pesach, there's something lacking in its performance. Because we're not just looking for a Chetza of Chagiga, we're looking for the entire, so to speak, institution of Chagiga. And the Chagiga was set up to be brought with the Korban Pesach. They're tied together, okay? They're intimately tied together. The Tosas is saying it's very nice that I can have the chatsa of Korban Chagiga on Motzei Shabbos, but the process of Hakrava was not done in the way it's supposed to be done. I'm not saying you're lacking by doing it on Friday. What I'm saying, though, is that in divorcing it from the Korban Pesach, it's now lost, so to speak, some of its status as being the unique Korban Chagiga tied to Korban Pesach.
I'm confused. You seem to be making, like, implying that there's some...
But if the objective is to replicate what was done, right? What was normally done? What was normally done was that they were brought together. I'm trying to capture... I'm not just capturing the objects. I'm capturing the mechanisms as well. And here, I don't have that mechanism. Because on this day, I'm not bringing my Korban Chagiga. So if you're looking for as close of a replication as possible, Tosas is saying you're missing something. But the Rush says that's silly. Just go by the Chefza. You're right. So I'm lacking this process. But at the end of the day, I have the actual meat of Korban in front of me.
No, I don't. You're not.
On a different day. That by definition means, according to Tosos, it's not a replication anymore. Replication means you want to be as close to what was done then. Now, on this type of Pesach, you can't replicate it. You just can't replicate the phenomenon because on that day when both Korbanos are supposed to be brought, only one is brought. You don't bring both. You lack the means of creating that true replication. The Chagiga is not Docha Shabbos.
Replication, because this wasn't done on that day.
Say it again?
This is a true replication because the Chagiga wasn't brought on the 14th.
No, I know. You're right. But it's a replication. Right? It's a replication of the unique event of Pesach coming out of Motzei Shabbos. That I agree with, right? But Tosos is saying... That's not why you would bring, again, this is Tosfos' answer to why he would say it's still Docha Shabbos. Tosfos would say you would still bring the two, like we were saying before. But Tosfos would respond to the Rush by to this answer by saying, I still will maintain you wouldn't bring the Chagiga, you wouldn't bring that second piece of meat, because if you're really trying to do replication, that wasn't an exact replication. No, the court, there was, I understand what's bothering you. You're trying to say that, but in that time, that would be the best replication possible, because that's how it was done. In that moment, I hear that. I understand. I'm just saying, Tosos, you're right. It's a good question. I have to think about that. But I'm just saying, Tosos seems to be saying, if he sticks to his guns, as in a Dochas of Shabbos, he's saying ultimately that what's the idea? That if this thing cannot express itself with the Korban Pesach, then the Chazal are going to back off on the Zecher and say, just bring one.
I really don't understand what kind of connection you're trying to draw. But
why do you have an issue of just, you know, hinging the machlokas on the exact same thing, the Russian? I'm done having.
Okay. Now, I brought this last shita, and then we'll stop. This, I mean, I don't know if I brought this in more for humor purposes, but it's interesting. The Rashbats makes the point of saying that the common practice is for people to bring a piece of meat and an egg, right? Which, by the way, goes back to the Rishonim. And a lot of people want to say that you bring the egg, Zecher La'Avelis, which, again, on the one hand, is a little weird because to have an idea of Avelis on a day that's supposed to be so happy is strange. On the other hand, you could swing it, you could place it underneath that umbrella of, since you're already involved in Zecher the Korban, there's a tinge of sadness there. But he's very funny. He says, what should you do differently? Okay, he says, so he wants to say that on this year, you should bring bedavka, two pieces of meat, and not bring, an egg. Because it's a sort of nichush idea, right? And because you don't want a simen avelis on Motzei Shabbos. Very strange, okay, where that comes from. But what's nice about it, though, is that he's trying to say, don't bring the egg this year. You know what I mean? Like, the people are very into bringing the egg. He's like saying, back out the egg and just stick with two pieces of meat. I'm not quite sure why I brought him in, but But it's just a funny thing that he picks on, because he's a Rishon, he picks on the egg issue. And he's saying, don't bring the egg. I don't want to get into why it's nichush. It's funny. But I just wanted to add that one point in. Anyway, but it's interesting. But taking a step back, okay, looking at the different shitas, if I asked you now, like, what would you do this year? I mean, it's clear you have two very, very valid positions to go with. You can easily justify why to only bring one. Certainly Tosfos and the idea of this replication, let's pretend you didn't know about the Chagiga being brought on Friday. And the idea of replication seems to be a very compelling idea. On the other hand, I can understand, and again, my bias, I can understand Tosfos' argument of saying, yeah, but we don't want this to turn into a chiv. If we tell people not to bring something, the idea of not bringing something translates into this being obligatory, which would then create a distortion insofar as the very Zecher institution itself. So I'm just curious, so what would you guys do this year based on this? Would you bring two tafshil and only bring one tafshil?